MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is time for our MacTech feature. Chris Miller from MacStation joins us, as he is wont to do each week. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well. How's yourself?
I'm good. Now, Chris, I'm not going to stereotype you, but you look like you might have played a game or two.
I may be aware of the WASDA.
Of the what?
The WASDA.
What's the WASDA?
AWSD, all the control letters for any sort of PC gaming platform.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. it's been long thought that the Mac was an inferior gaming platform.
I would disagree with the definition. The platform for gaming, excellent. Just nobody put a game on that platform.
It wasn't great. It wasn't the choice of avid gamers.
Very true.
But so many of the games now are moving to an online world where we're seeing these massively multiplayer games, and that seems to be the either you got your shoot 'em ups that are on console, but the massively multiplayer games are all internet based with the desktop computers. Is Mac an equal partner now?
Well, it's getting close. I wouldn't say they're equal, but it's getting there. I mean, when Steam went to Mac a little while ago, Steam, of course, being the premier online distribution service for games, you pay for it, you download it, you can go to another computer as long as you're on the same ID, you can download it again, using a very similar model to the way iTunes sells its apps, in fact, just for games. They had Portal, of course, came to Mac a little while ago, one of the best games around. Portal 2, of course. A lot of the simpler games definitely came earlier. Civilization, The Sims have always been very Mac friendly. Of course, World of Warcraft, prints money of gaming, has been on Mac since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because Blizzard, the guys who make it, who also make Warcraft 3, so on and so forth, StarCraft, which is a massive seller, have always been Mac friendly. So those who have been sticking with Mac as a gaming platform are really starting to see it pay off. Blizzard being a perfect example. And the guys who are just discovering it now, especially the guys who make small games, i.e. Angry Birds, they're really beginning to see how much money there is in a Mac gaming universe.
And I don't really think much about the app type gaming universe when I talk about gaming. I mean, I don't think about the Angry Birds or, you know, the Robot Wars or any of those sorts of things, or the Plants vs. Zombies. Those aren't games that – well, maybe people do spend – I don't think they spend the kind of hours – that they spend at World of Warcraft. They don't have the kind of investment as they do.
It's not all consuming like perhaps a game like that would be.
And as I say that, I hesitate because I'm sure that I'm wrong. I'm sure some people do get consumed by those games as well. But they certainly aren't as broad-reaching.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, because it was a few years ago that they actually announced that more games and proper games ones like Infinity Blade have been sold for iOS than games have been sold for the Nintendo 3DS. The iOS devices are now far more powerful gaming delivery services than any other handheld. Mm. So when it comes to handheld, Apple owns the store. Yeah. When it comes to hard disk stuff, for instance, playing on an iMac, they're breaching territory. But especially as Lion and the new OSs get a little bit friendlier to programmers, I think it's going to be a little bit more swinging the other way.
Now, what about the extra pieces, like all of the different peripherals? Do gamers require a lot of them? I mean, the people that do driving games are going to require the
steering wheel
and stuff like that. But most of these games are still mouse and keyboard based. Most of the real heavy mass, like things like World of Warcraft, they're primarily you're going to be keyboard and mouse player.
Yeah, it's mouse and then hotkeys.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the reason why some gamers still massively prefer using a computer to a console. For instance, there was a great test that years ago Microsoft announced that they were going to create a service that would allow PC gamers and console gamers to play on the same server. The problem is they couldn't do it because every single time they took those two groups and put them together on the same Link server, the PC gamers would absolutely wipe the floor with the console gamers because there's so much more control in a PC interface. So like for hardcore gamers, especially for first-person shooter guys or guys who like MMORPGs or massively multiplayer online game role-playing games, the computer is still the preferred method of choice.
Okay, and the Mac is an even equal player. What's your favorite game? Do you play one? A lot?
Well, I played World of Warcraft, but I found I wanted to get outside again. But I got to say right now I'm playing Fallout more than anything else.
Okay.
Love me some Fallout.
Okay, good for you. Mac for gamers.
It's there.
Chris Miller, you might find him online. If you do, don't bug him. Tell him to go outside.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?